performing at the Arlington Improv. Detroit's own Tony Robbins. What's up, Tony?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing, man?
We're doing good. Jay and I in New York. Sybil's there in Dallas. And we're celebrating the King holiday. You're doing it right there in Dallas this weekend. Celebrate.
You're at the Arlington Improv.
I'm glad Dallas picked the black man to support the black man. We shall overcome and all this stuff. You know what I'm saying? The Dallas, man. We got five shows through the night, through tomorrow, one Sunday, man. I think Sunday going to add a show. Don't nobody have to work Monday. You know how people are when they don't have to work Monday.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah.
It's going down, dude. They're coming out with the kids, the grandmama in the hospital bed. They're pulling everybody out. They're coming out.
When you been home to Detroit, man?
Oh, man, I just went home to Detroit, man. I went back in October, man, and filmed my third one-off special called I Know Not What I Say. So I went home and had the home reception, sold out show at the music hall. Love Detroit, love being home. Soon I get on stage, I didn't expect nothing different. Hey, what's up, Detroit? It went crazy. 7-8 people in the front row fighting over seats. Right there, 8 cameras on me, ready to film. We're filming. They fighting. They talking to me. Talking about, wait a minute, Tony. Just give me a minute. You know, I'm about to kill somebody over here. They got my seat, Tony. I'm like, I don't even know you, and I'm on camera. We filming right now, and I just laugh. Detroit laugh. I'm like, I don't expect nothing else from Detroit, man. You know, the unexpected when you go home to my city. It's first you go bankrupt. I may go to jail, and I just spent 1 hour. I'm going to keep it in there.
In the front row.
In the front row. The usher, they got the two old ushers. You know the ushers being in the early thousands. So they don't know what's going on. You know. They can't see this dark. They got the flashlight. They can't see the numbers. People yelling at them. And I'm doing jokes.
And then
two guys and a girl leave, and one guy come back. You know, when somebody come back, you know, they think it's about to go down. Everybody attention went on that dude. Like, it's time to get out there.
And you're like, over here, and you're trying on stage.
And you're trying to film a special.
I'm filming a special right in the middle of my joke. These guys keep coming back and leaving, and the crowd looking like, it's about to go down, you know. And I'm out there looking like, you know, the Blue Man Group or something. I'm out there running around. So I got to look at it, man, and see, man. But I did my thing. I pulled it off, you know. I think it's going to be a good one, man. I just wrote, directed, and started my first. I just started 3 parts of my first film, man. I did it myself. It took 12 days. It's a slapstick comedy, sexy. It's called Not So Fast, My Tooth Is Loose.
Not So Fast, My Tooth Is Loose.
You got it. It's coming out this March.
What's it about, Tony?
It's about a chick, you know, very, you know, promiscuous, and she's tired of being that way. She wants true love, and she runs into the Grim Reaper himself, and he gives her a deal. I'll give you 7 days to find true love, or I got to take you with me. Because you got every STD under the sun. You got it all. You got all of them. I got to take you with me. So she goes to the psychiatrist's office, and I play the psychiatrist, and we reflect back on her life as she's talking. And I'm telling you, it is Naked Gun meets Skinamax. It is sexy. It ain't too much newsy, but it's sexy and it's silly. Not So Fast, My Tooth Is Loose. When you see it, you're gonna say he was not joking. Tony Robbins. Mouth to mouth.
All right, Tony.
Knock him out at the Arlington Improv.
All right, baby. I'll take it easy. God bless y'all.
Fighting on the front row in Detroit.
Man,
only in Detroit.
Coming home. Nothing like working at home.
Man, what? It's like welcome home, huh?